When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
On Saturday night, it was a show. Let's face it, well over 12,000 fans on hand to see the Miami Northwestern Bulls and Jacksonville Reigns Vikings in a game that was supposed to be a good game. Jacksonville Reigns came in undefeated, but I'll tell you what, as I said before, over the last 6 weeks, perhaps 7 weeks, there wasn't probably a better team in South Florida than the Miami Northwestern Bulls and head coach Teddy Bridgewater. And pretty much at the head of that all year was Darius Booby Johnson, a wide receiver on his way to Syracuse, and somebody who's given a lot of himself over the last couple years as a football player and also as a leader. He's kind enough to join us. Darius, thanks so much. Congratulations. Wow. I think you got to pinch yourself a couple of times to know you leave this school as a state champion.
Yeah, it feels good.
I mean, the crowd, just the way things unfolded, you guys always have good crowds, but there was something special about that crowd on Saturday, wasn't there?
Yeah, it was something different. Like, we the whole FIU stadium.
I mean, and not only that, it's been the whole year. I mean, yeah, you lost to Central and, you lost a tough game to Venice to start the year out in New Orleans, but you guys rebounded. What was it about this team? Was it because you had senior leaders like yourself and a couple of others who had been there and been through this? Was a coaching staff who had been around for a while, welcoming in Coach Bridgewater? Was it a combination of everything that fell into place?
Yeah, like the team, we just wanted it. Like we came in, we knew we were the better team. Like we were just being ourselves in those games that we lost. Like we just right. all came together and just put our mind. We all put the work in, day out. Day ever since then,
what was it about Coach Bridgewater? I know that he came back in the spring and, everybody rallied around him and everybody was kind of skeptical. They go, oh, well, him coming back isn't going to, do it all. But you guys always had the talent. I mean, it's just that, I think what he did is he brought that energy with him. Talk about him because, he's a community icon. He's a guy, like Bill Daley said before, he could run for mayor of Liberty City tomorrow and win. But what was it? What is it special about him, Coach Cox, Coach Davis, the coaches like that? What has it been special about having them, lead the way?
Oh, no, it's been real special with Teddy knowing, like, he's coming from the NFL. And he's been what he's trying to get. So everybody just listen to him. And he's a real genuine person. He cared for everybody on the team. Like, he really cared. And he knew we were the best players out there. We just had to buy in and listen to him. Everything worked out.
Yeah, and he's kind of, other than the one game this year, I think it was against Central, he's pretty calm. I mean, he's on the, you look at him before the game and he's on the bench kind of kicked back and just watching everything. Very intelligent guy, knows the game. How much do you learn from somebody like that? Here's a guy who, like you said, played in the NFL, dealt with some big-time receivers, especially down here. He had Tyreek Hill, when he was playing a little bit. What do you learn from somebody like a Teddy Bridgewater?
Oh, no, I learned a lot. He developed my game a lot, especially like the receiver position, like route running and things like that. He taught me some routes, like, that I'm going to be using at the next level after that.
Right. And I remember during the spring, he wanted to show the quarterbacks how easy it was. And he took snaps, I guess, in your scrimmage. And he was just, fired one to you. He fired one to a couple just to show them that they were making more of it than it really was. How helpful is that? Because it wasn't a guy who just said, hey, you do this and you do that. But he showed you. So that had to been pretty thrilling for you guys to see. Look, he's showing us how it's done. We got to watch it.
And I was a good look. It showed the quarterback like to be calm, be patient, and then just give your playmakers the ball. Which space they could make plays. Right. That was basically all he was showing them. Give us the ball.
No doubt. Before we let you go, obviously, a Merry Christmas to you and your family. Syracuse, kind of out of left field. Were they on you for the entire year, or when did they start coming on you?
They actually came on after St. Brandon game, and I wore that number 84 after that day. They started to come on.
Wow. And obviously, it's a program on the move. They beat Miami. They're, have an opportunity to win 10 games. It's a program with a lot of history. And certainly, you well deserve it. And you've played extremely well. Remember back in the days at Edison, all the way back there to now. And I can't say enough about you, Darius. Thanks so much for taking the time. Congratulations on your state title. Congratulations on your commitment and your signing to Syracuse, and we'll catch up soon.
All right, thank you.
Good stuff. Darius Booby Johnson, wide receiver from Miami Northwestern. They are the 3A state champions.
Hey, it's Mark Schlereth with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.